Hey there, welcome to Beyond Usability, the Spark Research podcast, which is your gateway to the ever-evolving world of UX research. At Spark, we believe that UX research is much more than just usability. It is the secret sauce behind innovation, the driving force in business, and the heartbeat of design. I'm your host, Shiny, and together, we are going to explore how UX research can supercharge your tech innovation and take your business to that next level. In each episode, I will introduce you to some brilliant Sparky colleagues of mine who are at the forefront of UX research, innovation, and design. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the dynamic shift in the world of research. We are moving beyond the realm of usability testing and into the exciting frontier of strategic research. I am here with Abdurrahman, research practice lead at Spark, and Kyle Brown, our star researcher at Spark. Our two expert guests will share top tips on exploring ways to use strategic research for gaining a competitive edge with your products and services. Welcome, Abdur and Kyle.
Hi, Shani.
Hey there, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing very well. Excited for our conversation today. Strategic research has become a topic which is getting talked about quite a lot recently within the UX research community. But before we get into the details, Abdur, would you like to tell our listeners what exactly is strategic research and how did you come to realize its value?
Before answering that question, it's worthwhile kind of going into what research or how research is typically applied. Mm-hmm. So it kind of helps answer the question, you know, are we building the product right? So the kind of questions that you might ask at that point is, what do users actually think about our product, or how well does the prototype work? And, you know, user researchers have been doing that very well for many number of years. And let's be honest, I think we're pretty good at it. But I think there's another type of research that's kind of less well known. It's called strategic research. And this, by contrast, occurs very early on in the life cycle, essentially when the strategy is being defined. And rather than focusing on the product itself or any type of service, it focuses on people's entire experience and therefore kind of operates at a much, I guess, higher level than what user research might typically operate in. It kind of helps people answer some of the biggest questions that the organization might be facing. Things like, how might we improve the lives of people? What direction or future direction should our products and services take? How do we ensure kind of long-lasting, sustainable profits? What are the opportunities to kind of innovate in the market in the future and the like? So these are your overarching broader questions that are oftentimes asked at that strategic level. And typically, you know, research isn't really applied at that level. And I guess that's where, you know, you find strategic research becoming so effective because it arms you with the right information to make the best possible decision when actually creating a strategy.
So strategic research clearly is becoming a much more recognized way of doing research. People are understanding its value and understanding why strategic research is a more effective way of moving forward. So, Kyle, if I can just turn to you, could you share a story on a moment in your career when you realized the power of strategic research?
Yeah, sure. I think to give a short, quick answer first before I go into the detail, I always had a knowledge of our research focus being potentially or inherently biased based on our choices and our experiences. And I kind of knew that before I started my research career. But more specifically, I have a background in academia and have come into user research just over a year ago now. Mm-hmm. And in academia, what I, like I said, kind of knew but realized more and more over time was that choice of research isn't completely unbiased, despite us as academics trying to be as unbiased as possible. And essentially, I found the same thing when I came into user research. So working with product development teams, there's always going to be that level of bias, whether it be based on interests or other companies or trends, etc., that kind of lead a direction. And even when they try to be perhaps a little less biased. So perhaps looking at analytics, they are still certain types of data presented in a certain way, and they are based on what we already have as an established product, rather than going purely from things like the user experience and what problems they're trying to solve. So essentially, we have a level of bias in terms of where we're looking, and we should try to minimize that as much as possible. And I think strategic research is something that does that. If we can look wider, if we can look at what problems we are trying to solve, rather than being focused and narrowing our niches, then I think that can really provide some good value for a business.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So that makes me wonder, why aren't businesses already looking in applying strategic research early on in the product lifecycle?
Well, a few reasons. I think, again, there's a level of what has done before, and people just carry on and continue to do the same thing. So it's not in their kind of standard practice, perhaps. Perhaps, like I say, use something like analytics at a more basic level. Perhaps just not the knowledge that you can research on this wider kind of strategic level and use that to feed into the business. So it's more intuition and what they've used to doing beforehand, as opposed to using a different type of strategy.
Similar to what Kyle said, what people are accustomed to doing. So if you look at, again, user research is oftentimes brought in when a product or service has already been decided upon, or maybe a solution has particularly been decided upon. But rarely do you find research kind of applied at that strategy level, and rarely do you find researchers kind of helping define that overarching strategy. So that has, and there's many number of reasons for that. It's the way in which, I guess, UX services are typically sold, as, and that kind of creates almost a status quo. And that's why I was kind of mentioning early on that it is one of the more kind of lesser known types of research, but equally as effective as the things that people might be accustomed to.
So what do you think are some of the practical ways in which businesses can incorporate strategic research more easily into their decision-making processes?
You know, it's asking those overarching kind of broader big questions, essentially. So I guess the first place to start is to ask yourself, so what are the biggest problems that you as an organization or business want to solve? Or what are the biggest decisions that you really need to make for your business? Or maybe what are some of the biggest risks that you have as a business? And how can you mitigate that? And then it's also asking, what information do you need right now to make the best possible decision in any of those scenarios? Because that's ultimately what research will give you, right? It gives you those knowledge, those insights in order to make the right decisions. So I think starting off with those is going to be really important. The other thing also is that chances are a lot of organizations are already doing research. They've probably worked on a number of projects. So it's actually, how can you leverage the existing knowledge that you have in a more broader way to inform strategy? And then also, how can you as an organization get into the habit of continually learning, whether that's learning about your customers or about context or about the environments in which people operate? And I guess the idea is to build a really strong, extensive body of knowledge that's always there when you're faced with these bigger decisions. You have that that body of knowledge to draw upon. Mm-hmm.
Just to, if it's okay, piggyback on what Abdu was saying and support it, just knowing the right questions to ask is often one thing we always ask as researchers. What exactly are you trying to find out? And then once we do establish that, it's about making sure we have the right way to kind of answer those questions. So to apply it direct to strategic research, it is all about decision-making, isn't it? And people in those levels, at the higher levels of a business, are making decisions often intuitively. And I'm not saying they're bad. It often carries a company very well. But what about, like Abdu was saying, reducing that risk? So making sure those decisions are well informed.
Yeah, absolutely. And as researchers, we can very easily appreciate how research can enable make well-informed decisions. But often I can imagine it could be really hard to convince stakeholders about the value. So in order to widely employ strategic research, what challenges do you foresee which companies, teams, consultants are likely to face?
Yeah, I think for me, one of the big ones is getting a researcher in the room in the first place. And I think this is why strategic research is kind of becoming more popular, because often a researcher answers all the questions that are posed to them, more product-based and perhaps micro level rather than a macro level. And actually being in the room where those bigger questions and decisions are being made is really, really important to make sure that those decisions are driven by research data that's appropriate, essentially. And whenever there is data used, just to add to that, it's interpreted in the correct way. So not always, but across the years of my career, there have been instances where the discipline of research is seen as a little bit easier than it perhaps is. And actually a non-researcher might see research as something that's used to validate their assumptions, but they don't perhaps know how to interpret the data in the best way. So there are different ways in which they can interpret that. And someone who's experienced, who's conducted research, might interpret the data in a more appropriate way and make better decisions. And being able to do that and leverage those skills is important, like I say, for decision-making and minimizing risk. And then finally, to interpret and understand that data well, a researcher needs time. So a lot of us in our careers are experienced someone coming to us and asking us for the answer to a question and needing it yesterday, rather than giving the appropriate time to actually do the research and fully understand before making those important decisions. So yeah, it's just about getting a researcher there, giving them time and allowing them to do what they do best in order to allow that to inform decision making.
Yeah, absolutely. And over here, we're talking about creating something much more sustainable. So I guess the least we can do is spend some time doing some real analysis and provide insights which are meaningful for decision making. So definitely leveraging those skills as researchers is the least that we can do to be able to inform businesses towards more sustainable directions. So speaking of leveraging the research skills and helping make better decisions, what are some strategies you think we as user researchers can employ to integrate strategic research in our practice?
I think it's a great question, and it's a bit of a shift in mindset as well, because researchers are typically employed within a particular part of the project lifecycle. So a lot of the kind of generative research that we do, or even evaluative research, tends to be around a kind of product and service. And perhaps it's also about thinking, what do we understand and what do we mean by user research? For me, I think the remit of research is beyond what it is typically applied. So I really like the definition of Indy Young when she talks about research being the creation of knowledge, which means that, you know, if we understand user research in that way, then it can be applied to pretty much anything, right? It can be applied to a product or a service, but equally an organization or society, a culture, any number of those things, really. So I think it's firstly about researchers shifting their mindset a little bit and really understanding that research is broader than perhaps where it's applied. How do we get into a mindset where we can find opportunities? So I think a mindset shift for me is absolutely necessary for researchers to get into. Because, I mean, in terms of the skills that we have and the methods that we apply, you know, they're equally applicable to strategic research. It's just about thinking along those lines.
Sure. I guess the key there is to create buy-in for other areas that are not directly under the remit of the product or service in question.
I think so. And I think part of it is also informing stakeholders that research can be done at that level as well. So just like we kind of sell research at the product level, it's also about making people aware that it can be applied more broadly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's quite aligned with what I was saying earlier as well, in terms of getting a researcher into the room, making sure someone's there questioning the decisions being made and that the data is relevant and appropriate to answer the questions. But in terms of other practical strategies, I know that Abdul mentioned a research repository earlier. I think that's really great, so we don't lose that knowledge, especially when perhaps a researcher might move on to a different part of the company or a different company. I'm also thinking looking at being able to acknowledge the different types of research and apply them appropriately and having the funding to do that. So more kind of observation type stuff and diary type stuff where you're actually getting people in the appropriate context, because you can have all the data that comes directly from your product itself, but they might be using multiple products or they might use it in a way that's unintended. So yeah, getting the resources and the mindset to understand that context is a little bit better.
I guess strategic research is being talked about in industry quite a bit now. And I think, you know, we talk about the future of research and where we see user research heading over the next decade or so. I think this is definitely that area. Authors like Jared Spool and Indy Young have already been talking extensively about it. And you'll probably see a lot of organizations and companies really selling research and kind of packaging research in a slightly different way to garner opportunities to do research this way as well. So for me, I think it is going to be the focus of our efforts over the next couple of years.
Fantastic. So basically, from what I understand from our discussion today is that the future of research lies in strategic research. And dare I might say, the future of businesses also lies in strategic research to some extent. So strategic research can help businesses make better decisions. And there are a few ways we can employ research in this way. First, bringing research early on in the process. Second, create a culture of continuous research constantly within an organization. And third, and most importantly, getting a researcher in the room, which means get researchers involved in bigger decision. Give them a seat on the table so that they can make sure the research data is correctly interpreted and utilized. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Spark Research Podcast. If you're curious to learn more about the groundbreaking research happening here at Spark, be sure to visit our website, spark.io, or follow Spark on LinkedIn for all latest updates. Thank you for listening, and remember, the world of UX research is ever-changing, so stay curious, keep innovating, and keep pushing those boundaries. Until next time, this is Shiny signing off.